Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Great Meat Cookbook by Bruce Adels is a large format reference cookbook focused on the practical realities of buying and cooking meat in the modern marketplace. Positioned between a butcher counter guide and a technique-driven recipe collection, it addresses how contemporary cooks encounter meat today, from supermarkets to farmers markets, amid changing labeling terms and renewed interest in sustainable and local sourcing. Adels, known for his work on meat cookery and for his sausage expertise, organizes the book to help readers identify cuts, evaluate quality, and choose cooking methods that match the structure of a given piece of meat, alongside instructional material. The book provides a broad range of recipes spanning everyday meals and more ambitious preparations, including some international dishes and charcuterie and sausage-style preparations. Its purpose is less about food styling and more about decision support: what to buy, how to handle it, and how to cook it well across beef, pork, lamb, veal, and less common meats such as bison, venison, and goat. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, navigating the new meat landscape and its labels. A core contribution of the book is its attempt to translate the confusing, fast-changing world of meat purchasing into usable kitchen knowledge. Adels addresses how shifting consumer concerns have reshaped what is available and what the labels claim, including the growing visibility of small farms, local sourcing, organic practices, and alternative production methods, rather than treating meat as a uniform commodity. The book encourages readers to think about how feed and finishing choices can affect flavor and cooking behavior, and it helps readers interpret common terms encountered at the butcher case. This matters because purchasing decisions set the ceiling for cooking success. A cut with different fat content, age, or raising method may need different handling to deliver a juicy result. By framing labels and sourcing as part of cooking literacy, the book connects ethics, quality, and technique without turning into a purely political argument. For cooks who want to shop with confidence, it functions as a field guide for comparing options and asking better questions, whether buying premium steaks, economical roasts, or unfamiliar meats. Secondly, cuts, anatomy, and choosing the right piece for the job. The book puts heavy emphasis on understanding cuts and how their location and structure influence tenderness, flavor, and ideal cooking method. Adels uses visual identification tools, including cut photographs, to help readers recognize what they are buying and to reduce the common mismatch between recipe expectations and what is actually available in stores. This cut-level focus supports better substitutions if a preferred cut is unavailable. The reader can choose another with similar muscle characteristics and fat distribution. The guidance extends to evaluating steaks, chops, roasts, and ribs, and to judging quality indicators that can be observed at purchase time. This is especially helpful for cooks who want to expand beyond a narrow set of familiar options, because it makes less understood, cuts-free approachable and useful rather than risky. The overall message is that great meat cookery is not only about recipes, but about matching a piece of meat to a method, portioning it correctly, and anticipating how it will behave in heat. In that sense, the book acts like a practical bridge between butchery knowledge and weeknight decision-making. Thirdly, technique-first cooking, matching methods to tenderness and fat. Adels treats technique as a toolkit that must be adapted to the cut rather than applied uniformly. The book explains how different cooking methods, from fast high-heat approaches to slower, more forgiving ones, align with the collagen content and fat structure of the meat. Tender cuts benefit from methods that preserve moisture and avoid overcooking, while tougher, hardworking muscles respond to longer cooking that converts connective tissue into a richer texture. This approach helps readers avoid two classic failures: drying out lean cuts and undercooking collagen-rich ones. The book also underscores preparation choices that influence flavor and texture, such as seasoning strategies and timing, and it emphasizes practical cues a cook can use at home. The result is a technique-centered confidence that transfers across species and cuts the reader learns principles that apply to beef and pork, but also to less familiar meats. Because the text is designed as a reference, it supports looking up a cut, selecting an appropriate method, and then choosing a recipe that fits the desired outcome, whether that means a quick dinner, a special occasion roast, or a deeply flavored slow-cooked dish. Fourthly, recipe breadth across familiar and alternative meats. Beyond instruction, the book functions as a wide-ranging recipe collection intended to make meat cookery feel varied rather than repetitive. Recipes cover core categories like beef, pork, lamb, and veal, while also incorporating meats that have become more available to home cooks, such as bison, venison, and goat. The selection aims to serve different budgets and schedules, mixing weeknight-friendly dishes with preparations better suited to entertaining. The global influence is another defining feature: readers encounter dishes inspired by different culinary traditions, which helps demonstrate how seasoning systems and sauces can bring out the strengths of specific cuts. This variety supports a practical goal, using more of the animal by cooking beyond the most popular cuts and finding enjoyable ways to prepare what a store or farmer's market actually offers. The recipes are positioned to reinforce the reference sections, so learning about a cut flows naturally into seeing how it can be used. While some cookbooks rely heavily on glossy finished dish photography, this one is oriented more toward instructional clarity and range, prioritizing cut knowledge and usable formulas over visual presentation. Lastly, charcuterie and sausage know-how as a distinctive strength. A distinguishing element of the Great Meat Cookbook is its inclusion of charcuterie and sausage-oriented content that reflects Adele's background in sausage making. In many general meat cookbooks, cured and ground preparations are either absent or treated as an advanced specialty. Here they are integrated as part of a broader understanding of how meat can be transformed through seasoning, grinding, and preservation style techniques, even for readers who do not plan to pursue extensive curing projects. The presence of these sections expands the sense of what meat cookery can include and provides structured pathways into preparations that are often intimidating. It also reinforces a recurring theme of using meat thoughtfully and skillfully, turning trimmings and less celebrated portions into flavorful results. This material complements the purchasing and cut guidance when a cook understands fat ratios, texture, and flavor profiles. They can make better choices for ground mixtures and seasoned preparations. In a single volume, the reader gets both the everyday fundamentals of steaks and roasts and a window into more craft-oriented meat cookery, which helps the book stand out as a comprehensive reference rather than a narrowly focused recipe collection. In conclusion, The Great Meat Cookbook is best suited to home cooks and culinary professionals who cook meat regularly and want a single, reliable reference that connects the shopping step to the cooking step. Readers who feel confident following recipes but less confident choosing cuts, evaluating quality, or adapting methods to what they find at the store will gain the most immediate benefit. The book trains practical judgment how to interpret common labeling language, how to select steaks, chops, roasts, and ribs with better odds of success, and how to choose techniques that respect the structure of the meat. It also rewards curiosity by extending beyond the standard rotation into alternative meats and into charcuterie and sausage-style preparations, an area where Adele's expertise is particularly relevant. Compared with many modern meat cookbooks that emphasize glossy photography and a narrower set of showpiece dishes, this volume stands out as a working manual broad in scope, focused on fundamentals, and designed for repeated consultation. Even readers who disagree with certain culinary preferences can still use it as a problem-solving companion, because its value lies in mapping cuts to methods and offering abundant recipe options to turn that knowledge into consistently better results. If you would like to support Bruce Adele's, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.